This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Nativities are one of the most recognizable and beloved Christmas traditions. One Fort Collins museum is taking a different look at the holiday display with 250 exhibits that are anything but typical. KUNC Arts reporter Stacey Nick has more.
The Christmas nativity set is pretty standard. You've got Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus in a manger, animals watching over them, the three wise men arriving in canoes. Wait, what?
Because, of course, they could not come by camel.
Bonnie Titley curated the Nativities Around the World exhibit for the Global Village Museum of Arts and Cultures. And the nativity that she's talking about? It's from the Solomon Islands, which, as she points out, doesn't have a lot of camels.
Christianity is not just in our country. It is around the world. And the same symbols and stories attach to all of the Christian people around the world.
So while the story is the same, how it's told can be very, very different.
All right, how many of you have a nativity at your house?
Museum director LaVon Blasey is leading a tour group of second graders from St. Joseph Catholic School.
We have them divided around the world, so we have them in different continents, and we're going to be looking at the different kind of materials they're made out of.
The exhibition includes nativities made of ebony, gourds, seagrass, bread dough, even...
What is that?
For curator Bonnie Titley, this exhibit has been more than 60 years in the making. In addition to loans from the community, Titley lent dozens of nativities from her own collection, including a mahogany one she picked up while hiking in Haiti.
And we came across this woodcarver who had some of his wares by the side of the road, and we stopped to look at them, but I wondered whether he had anything Christmas. Well, he spoke French. I did not. And I finally thought of the word Noel being French. And his hand went up and he said, wait. He went back into his shed and he brought the nativity out.
One colorful piece from Mexico depicts the Holy Family riding in a Jeep, the baby Jesus throwing his hands up in delight. That's a favorite for 8-year-old Rowan Whistler.
I liked, I was in a car. It's kind of funny.
Well, it's not quite a pyramid. It's actually a miniature replica of the Mayan ruin Chichen Itza in Mexico. And 7-year-old Maddie Murphy is fascinated by it.
They're standing on a silver pyramid with Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and you can hardly see their faces. Jesus didn't have one.
The nativities range from the new, a holy family of mice from the Massachusetts-based company We Forest Folk, to the old, a set of panels from Egypt that dates back 400 years, to the very old, as LaVon Blasey explains to the students.
So we're looking here at something called olive wood. Just come on around so you can see. Now the olive wood tree, they say, is made from the branches of an olive tree that was alive during the time of Jesus' birth.
Bonnie Titley hopes these stories impart the warmth of the season, but she also hopes those who see the exhibit, especially the younger viewers, get a sense that there are a lot of lenses one can see the world through.
Of course, they're fascinated by many of the statues from other countries with their faces look different. They see the differences in the way people dress and the headgear. And those are the kinds of things that I think children need to begin to appreciate when they're little, because then as they grow, they'll have a better appreciation of the fact that while our cultures may be different, our people are very much the same. And that's an important lesson for children to learn. Wouldn't hurt adults to learn it either.
The Nativities Around the World exhibit will be on display through January 23rd. For KUNC, I'm Stacey Nick.